you mold you, not the older. New, touch it, taste it, free your soul and let it base you. Got to be what you wanna. If the groove don't get you, the rhyme falls on her. I'm serious as cancer when I say rhythm is a dancer.
Rhythm is a dancer. It's a soul companion.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
I slid into the camera's view so quickly, I got a little whiplash. Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. This is Carl still struggling with his cold, but it's actually getting better. Thank God for roasted garlic. That's the Italian penicillin right there. And it works. We have a Blueprint Power Hour we're going to get into here in just a moment. Those of you who are watching us on Facebook Live, please say hello so we can put your name up on the screen and give you a shout out. And also, ask a question. And we'll do our best to get Rob to answer it. Just want to mention one thing before we get started with the show. For those of you who don't know this already, Superhuman Radio is now on Patreon. Patreon is a patron-sponsored website. You can get 100% commercial-free episodes of Superhuman Radio on Patreon for a measly $5 a month. Are you one of those people who complains about the commercials but loves the content? Step up. Go to patreon.com/superhumanradio. Become a sponsor, a patron of the show. We have a lot of fun things going on over there. Most importantly, the shows are released there first before they hit the website, before they hit the iTunes RSS feed. You get them within hours of the show being completed. Like right after today's show with me and Rob, within hours, the show will be available to Patreon subscribers, number one. Number two, once we get 500 members, every show going forward from that point will be transcribed in a searchable format. So it just is going to get better and better to the people who jump on board and support us on Patreon. So please check that out. And without further delay.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
What's up, man? What's up? What's up?
I am joined today by a few things. First, I've got a chipmunk running around the house, and my dog's trying to chase down the varmint.
I hope you don't give him any of those myostatin inhibitors, and he becomes one of those giant chipmunks.
Right. My daily thrive, my Progenidrex, and my Tranquilogen. So it's not just me this week. Me and the chipmunk are going to try to answer your questions.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So how are you, Rob Regish?
I'm doing fantastic. Really am. The weather up here is finally starting to warm up, and I've got two big announcements. First, you can get Tranquilogen, the new formula, at a whopping 22% off using the discount code TQ22. And this applies best of all to single bottles, twin packs, and cases of four. So check that out if you haven't already. And if you are a regular user of Tranquilogen, now is a great time to stock up. Secondly, I will be reopening the Blueprint Bulletin Pro offer, effective Saturday, July 1st, running it only through July 5th, though. I had quite a number of people contact me and say, Rob, I was a few shows behind when you announced that. I really wanted to get in on this. So we're opening it up again Saturday, July 1st through July 5th. And that gives you not just an ongoing subscription, but access to over 5 years' worth now of every issue of the Blueprint Bulletin ever printed.
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff right there. Very, very cool stuff. Let's go ahead and get to our very first question, which is from Paul Tarazio. He says, how did you get into this, and what are your qualifications in the field? I'd really like to do what you do someday, but have no idea how to go about getting into it.
Well, this is a tough one. Well, maybe not so tough. Qualifications include over 30 years of living, eating, and breathing strength training, which is to say I have no formal certifications, no fancy letters, certainly no doctor before my name. Now, having said that, I don't think it matters much, at least to the people I talk to. I suppose I could get my personal training certificate, but, you know, what would that mean? Not much to me anyway. People generally know you're qualified when you walk the walk, so to speak. So, how I got into this, I didn't get into this via the normal route, I guess you'd say. Everyone else was selling supplements or clothing, but mostly supplements. I, on the other hand, wrote a book, and the book was an attempt to distill the most powerful training, diet, and supplementation tricks into a comprehensive, repeatable strategy to add muscle and strip fat. That book, The Blueprint, got noticed, and if memory serves, it was Vince Andrich that reached out to me on bodybuilding.com telling me, hey, I bought a copy, and in turn told me that Dr. Scott Connolly of Metrics fame would be contacting me. I honestly walked away laughing because I thought he was pulling my leg. A few hours later, the phone rang, and on the caller ID was Connolly Scott. So I was dumbfounded, really, really dumbfounded. Here was a man I had only read about in the pages of Muscle Media and elsewhere every month, and he took hours to discuss his theories with me. One day, he asked if I'd ever thought about being on the radio, and I laughed, and I said, hell no. He said, I'm going to have the producer of the show call you. And right on cue, Carl, you called the next day, and if memory serves, you had me on with Rob Wolf. I think you told me we had 20 minutes to talk, and you let us go 40, and that was 5 years ago, and it's still going strong today, so... that was more or less how I got into things.
Well, and I'd like to mention something here.
Yeah.
So I didn't know who Rob was at all. And he was just touted to me by Vince as, we want to get this guy on the show. He's really sharp. He's written this workout program. So I think I spoke to you for a while before the show. You know, we talked a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was your performance on the show that was something that I always recalled. And that was because it was you and Rob Wolf. And at that point in time, Rob Wolf was already a best-selling author of a paleo diet book. And during the interview, you had to kind of stand your ground about something. And I think most people would have deferred to Rob because of a lot of reasons. Number one, the guy's a best-selling author. Number two, I'll make brownie points, you know, I become part of the gang. But you didn't. You actually defended your position. You did it cordially. You weren't overly aggressive, but you didn't take a single step back. And you didn't give anything, you know, no concession whatsoever. And I thought to myself, you know what? This guy believes in what he's talking about. That's harder to find than guys who can recite paragraphs in a book.
Yeah, I can't recall exactly what it was, but yeah, I
remember something about
that.
The monkey grabbing the apple in the jar, and you're like, well, you know what? I've never had to work with monkeys or something. You know, it was really good, and it showed. You know, it's like, look, people may know your name and not know mine, but that doesn't mean my opinion isn't right.
Yeah, true. So you gave me my start, and thank God for that. So, and the show kind of cemented my reputation, as it were. The truth is, along the way, I was embraced also by certain supplement companies because people were using their products and getting great results with the blueprint. And I'm not sure users could figure out exactly which one was giving them the great results. But yeah, I was supported by those companies. And it's also worth pointing out that everyone in the world that I came from, in other words, from insurance, was like they were pushing me away. And everyone in this world of physical culture was extending a hand to say, come with me, come with us. You know, we'll help you. And believe I got so much help and so many breaks. It really, I mean, divine intervention is the only thing that explains it. So here's the long story short. I just followed my heart with stuff and I had some luck along the way, but I was in it for, you know, a two word business plan, help people. That was it. I would suggest you do the same. And I'm betting if you want it enough, the pieces will fall into place for you too. At least I hope they do.
So the next question comes from Pat Tanaka. Pat says, I saw a picture of you online recently. You have great traps. What do you do to get traps like that?
You know, what I do isn't any secret. I do a couple of things. I directly train the neck on a four-way neck machine at one of the gyms I belong to. Plus, I occasionally do static presses into an exercise ball in the corner for 30 to 40 seconds to exploit that time under tension. I work the front, back, left, and right sides of my neck. I will occasionally also use a neck harness with a band. That makes training the neck, the sides anyway, a little easier for me. If there's any one secret, I would say it's the top range rack pull, which I deem that movement the most underutilized, underappreciated there is. So, you know, we're going to review it now. If there's anything that grows big traps, it's this movement. It's this movement. So to perform it, you set a barbell at about waist height, wherein when you're standing straight up, you're pulling just the last inch or so, maybe two, but just the last 1 or 2 inches. Because for every inch you give up, so too do you lower the amount of weight that, you know, you have to use. I take the position that you want to work in that 1 inch, that top 1 inch, and it goes directly back to the amount of overload you can generate. Don't be surprised, you know, to start this at 405, if not 500, for the experienced trainee. Now, that number, here's the best news, that number is going to rapidly increase, which I'll get into in a bit. You want to load that sucker up with as much weight as you can and pull it off the pins. And yes, you want to get your legs into it, so squat down a little bit. It's really a full body lift. You know, again, simple reason why you want to squat a little bit. It allows you to lift more. Now, hoist the weight up and do not roll the shoulders. Just hold it there off the pins for 5 seconds and really feel it pulling down on your traps and the rest of your body. Now you're going to notice something else. Virtually every muscle on the front and back of your body contracts maximally. In fact, I'll go so far as to say pretty confidently that there's not another lift that contracts so much muscle simultaneously. Think about it. Think about this. How much weight can you deadlift? Now add about 300 to 500 pounds to that, and that's what your muscles are contracting against in that last inch of the top range rack pull. It's worth, you know, remembering that there's never been a study showing full range muscle contractions are necessary for growth. I don't think there ever will be either. A muscle either contracts maximally or it doesn't, and the full range of muscle isn't necessary to stimulate growth. Overload is what's necessary. Full range is useful for other stuff, but it's overload that does it. That's the trigger. In no other movement do so many muscles contract against that much weight. You know, only the strong range partial leg press comes close. But that's only if you're, you know, your legs contracting against resistance. Jumps of 50 pounds or more are not only possible, they're recommended as you graduate up, even 90-pound jumps if you're starting a little low. Only approaching your maximal strength in that movement would you jump 20 pounds or less. And that should tell you something, you know. Two such holds of 5 seconds, I would say, is recommended. And I want you to rest a minimum, and this is big, a minimum of 10 minutes between sets. People might think you're lazy, you know, they might be snickering at you. In reality, you're going to be stronger if you rest that long. In fact, I found 15 minutes is optimal when you're really pushing it or pulling it, as the case may be. You need that much time because it's not so much your musculature or the muscle's chemical energy that you're spending, but it is very taxing to the central nervous system. Muscles require about 3 minutes to replenish cellular energy like ATP. The central nervous system takes far longer. Now, you know, this is one lift that needs to be experienced to be believed. And that, believe me, is an understatement. Your upper back is going to be usually quite sore from those pulls. Although again, it's every muscle in your body contracting. Finally, we get down to rest, and I'm talking about rest between workouts. I have found anywhere between 7 and 14 days between sessions is optimal. Now you heard that right. 7 to 14 days. Obviously, the heavier weight you're using, the longer you would rest. Why so long? Remember, you're taxing the central nervous system. It takes time and a lot longer for muscles of the lower back, to recover. Those that take me up on this are going to see massive growth in their traps, and it's a boon to resetting the Golgi tendon threshold too. The Golgi tendon is the governor, okay, of muscle contraction. Reset it at a higher threshold, and the heavier you lift, heavier weights in all your movements. Give that a shot. I am absolutely certain that you'll agree. This is one movement that you will perform for the rest of your life, and you'd be wise to do so.
Yeah, it sounds great. It really does. It's something I'm listening to you. I'm thinking, you know, I really need to add this in when I get back to training. I've only trained 2 days in over 2 weeks. I haven't lost any size, and I'm finally coming out of this. But I made this stupid mistake of training 2 days. I would have been better already had I not done that. I know that.
Yeah. What's your deadlift, just as an example?
Oh, I mean, I can pull 405 pretty easily. When I say easily, I could pull 405 for probably 5 reps right now, and I haven't trained the deadlift.
Okay, so
I was in Tuscola, Illinois, with Elisa, and there were a bunch of young kids training at this gym where it's unattended, no attendance there, and right. I'm watching this young black kid pull a deadlift, and he was pulling 400 pounds, but his form was horrible. His back was arched. And he was coming and hitching it. And I never, ever go to people in the gym and say, hey, you're doing that wrong. I'm not that guy. Okay. I'm not doing it. But I was watching this kid and I walked over to him. I said, can I ask how old you are? And he says, I'm 15. I said, dude, you are so strong for 15, but you are going to be crippled by the time you're 19 if you keep deadlifting like that. And there was 405 on the bar, and I just got down and grabbed it, and I came up with it, and his friends went, oh, wow, you know, that came up so fast. And, you know, so I still have that strength there. I know what it feels like, and I know what to expect, but I just don't train it right now.
If you're moving that much in the deadlift, then you can pretty reliably count on moving anywhere between 600 and 800 pounds on the top range rack.
Yeah, and I've done them years ago. My problem with the top range rack pull is, if you're doing it in a power rack,
right,
and you're a semi tall person,
Yep.
The pin doesn't always line up in an optimal place where your knees or your lower back aren't at risk when you're starting the movement off.
True. Very true. You need to find that place and you need to mark it so that every time you go back, it's consistent. And believe me, even a half inch difference.
Oh, you can hurt yourself.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, absolutely. All right, let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Those of you who are watching it on Facebook Live, please comment with the word shout out, and we'll put your name up on the screen for posterity. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
This is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Leave.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in BioSuperfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. BioSuperfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any BioSuperfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why BioSuperfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So we got couple shout-outs here. Robert David says, I love the Blueprint Power Hour. I usually listen to it, though. And I guess he means on the podcast. And that's okay. We don't care how you get it. As long as you get it, that's all that counts. Okay, so let's get to the next question. The next question comes from, look, this is really interesting. Steve Calipoletis says, I've got an oddball question I'd like you to answer. Do you remember a product called 4-AD-EC or 4-Diol SIP, like precipionate? Were they effective? Let's say I still have some laying around and it's still good. What do you think?
Oh, this brought back great memories.
Is this the product I think it was that some of the bodybuilding magazines had stuff that was injectable, but they were screw top with the rubber thing in the center for that you could actually inject? Do you remember that?
Yeah, but I think more.
This is not it, right?
More likely, he's probably talking about they sold straight 4-AD SIP powder.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Although you're right, there were some finished, he may have a finished product there. We're not sure. But in both cases, he's referring to the direct precursor to testosterone, 4-androstenediol. And its introduction as an oral came right after 4-androstenedione, and it was heralded as the next big thing. The only problem was you needed at least 300 milligrams to get it past the liver. And even then, the rise in test was kind of short-lived, you had to pop them pretty frequently. Obviously, you know, that isn't ideal. And at that point, personally, I had almost given up on the compound, almost, until I tried a 4-AD homebrew transdermal in some DMSO that I had laying around. Now we were getting somewhere. I felt really, really good, both physically and psychologically. It was good for around 5 pounds of muscle on the scale, if I recall correctly. But hey, you know, it was a start. 4-ADEC stood for 4-androstenediol ethyl carbonate, which was an oral with an attached grouping to get it past the liver and extend its duration of action. I'm almost positive that was a biotest product. Now, that did, in fact, convert to testosterone. But in my opinion, 4-AD was intrinsically active in its own right. The 4-ADEC product was a liquid oral, but the dosing was easy, at least compared to the transdermals that were out there. You just poured a serving in the cap, and you know, take a shot of it. And it lasted through most of the day too. 4-AD SIP was a powder, although I remember at least two finished products. I think VPX had one of them, that obviously were meant for injection. Some budding kitchen chemists made the powder into an injectable, and by all accounts, it was a phenomenal product. You had to shoot more 4-AD SIP versus straight test, but it was legal to purchase, and it felt just like testosterone, minus the water.
I have a hard time believing that an injectable supplement is legal because the parent ingredient is legal. I you know what? I remember when I saw those bottles, they were small, tall. They had a screw top on them, but they had the rubber center for a syringe to go. And at first I thought it's a gimmick. They're getting kids who think they're buying steroids buy steroids. But then it said on the bottle, this wasn't for oral use. It was injectable. And I thought to myself, let's see how long this lasts. I think I saw the ad a couple times and then it was gone.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it was a crazy time, as you remember. It was a great time. But both of those products were last sold around 2004. So we're talking 13 years ago. Now, I would bet good money, though, that the 4-ADEC is still good.
The powder, yeah.
Most chemicals don't magically turn to nothing past their expiration date.
I know, right?
You know, even if it's weaker by 50%, 4-AD is stronger than most products on the market.
Well, but I will say this one caveat. What it converted to is important. So when these powders start to age on the shelf and there's less and less of the active ingredient found in them, there's more and more of metabolites of the active ingredient because that's what happens. It doesn't become inert. It actually changes into something else. So I would be interested to find out what is that most likely conversion that happens through just from oxidative stress in a bottle.
Maybe it converts to testosterone.
Yeah, no, maybe it converts to DHEA or yeah, exactly. That's my point. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the oral product and the powder. As for the injectable, like the finished product I referenced, I wouldn't advise it due to sterility concerns. It's just not worth the risk of infection. If, however, again, you have the bulk powder, that could be doable, despite its age. 4-AD was remarkably effective. But like anything else, you should get blood work done. You know, you shoot too much of that over too long a time and you'll be suppressed along with the possibility in some usually older users that the blood becomes too thick. Red blood cell count goes too high. The solution there is just giving blood. But you know, that's not something that you feel. It's not a side effect that you feel. You would only catch that on blood work. So here's the bottom line. Both those products were extremely effective at optimizing your test levels. Both deserve respect when using them, and depending upon the product, might still have considerable horsepower left. You're a lucky man if you're sitting on that stuff.
Yeah, interesting. I would be reluctant, like you said, if it's in suspension in an oil, I wouldn't use it. I'd throw it away because it's not worth losing a hunk of muscle.
Right. Or worse.
So the next question comes from Ricky Price. Ricky says, I'm interested in some of the pro-hormones that are available today. Are they effective as they were in years past, and do they carry the same side effect risks, whatever those are? If it was you, would you use them? By the way, I'm 45, so I'm sure I could use some help in that area.
Okay, so he's around my age, a couple of years, give or take. First things first, you can never truly be sure that you are testosterone deficient without a blood test. Unfortunately, most people won't or they don't know how to approach their doctor about that. It's not that hard, though. I mean, you just look up the side effects of low testosterone, memorize and regurgitate them to the doctor. You know, you're tired all the time. You shave every other day now. You have no competitive drive. You're having problems with libido. I wouldn't mention erection issues because then he might be inclined to give you Viagra or PDE5 inhibitors. But that visit to the doctor is designed to get you a referral to an endocrinologist, okay? If all else fails, you can go to ZRTLab.com and order a blood spot home test for total and free testosterone and a lot of other things, by the way. But those are the two that you can order up for yourself. Problem solved. As for the various pro hormones out today, I'm going to be honest. I have no practical experience with them. I can tell you what I think based upon the ingredients and delivery systems I'm seeing, though, which is frankly not much. These quote unquote new pro hormones appear to be greatly watered down versions of the products of yesteryear, requiring not one, but three or four metabolic conversions to their active compound. You know, there's a DHEA-based one andro product that's supposed to convert to something, I forget, then convert to something, and then to 1-AD, and then to 1-testosterone. you know, I rather doubt it approaches the original 1AD and certainly not the monster methyl 1 test that was out there. If it did, you'd be hearing about it on the boards, and the FDA or the DEA or both would be quick to act as the DASCA, the Draconian Anabolic Steroid Control Act, as I call it. You know, they've got catch-all wording in there, giving them the authority to remove any product that boosts testosterone, claims to boost testosterone, or indeed anything hormonal that works. They really tighten that up. The sad fact of the matter is that DASCA, DASCA criminalized some of the safest and most effective pro-hormones, like 4-AD and 1-AD. And they've been replaced by the crappy versions that have much more side effects. You know, the side effect profile is much greater. You're much more likely to be come out of these things suppressed, possibly have some liver issues, and not getting even half of the gains of the old pro-hormones. That risk-to-reward ratio, that's just not worth it, in my opinion. Plus, DASCA also removed almost all of the post-cycle therapy type products. So, you know, there goes your ability to retain gains. If you're interested in growing muscle with hormones, and again, you're in this age group, you know, 35 on up, see a doctor, yeah. You know, and ask for test replacement.
Yeah.
In the form of test SIP or test enanthate. Now, don't mention anything about growing muscle. just keep it to quality of life issues. Testosterone was meant to be in your body. One test precursors and SARMs, not so much. You know, predictably, test is a lot safer and, you know, it works a lot better if you can get into the supraphysiological range, which I define as 1,200 to 1,300 nanograms per deciliter. That's just over the top end of the range and seems to be enough to increase protein synthesis above and beyond what you can do naturally. That wasn't my 2 cc's.
Sorry, I was drinking some water. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay, two announcements I have to make. The first one is the winner of last week's Click and Win contest, which is you just go to the Superhuman Radio Network page and you click any post that you like or you're interested in, and share it. Don't just like it. Share it. And you're automatically entered to win $100 worth of free product every week. And we're going to be changing up soon. You can choose from Keto Sports or Prototype Nutrition or both. You can get a combination of one product from one company. But $100 worth of goodies sent to you. James Baum is the winner of last week's Click and Ship. I'm sorry, click and win competition. What is click and ship? Oh, that's what the U.S. Post Office always says to me when I go online and want to order something. So the other thing is, John Peaks is listening live. He said he tried the top range rack pulls last night, first time in a very long time, and he woke up with sore traps. Thank you for the tip, Rob. So there you go. Things are working for people. Okay. All right, so now let me get back to my next question, which is Matt Lawrence. He said, I'd like your take on creatine. Matt, really? When and how to use it, along with the brands you recommend, if you would please. I'm 16 years old, been training for a year. I'm still a newbie. Newbie gains have been exhausted. Thank you.
Well, of all the supplements on the shelves, creatine is likely the most familiar to the average Joe. Even people who don't lift weights have heard about creatine. unfortunately, there's also still a lot of misconceptions about it. I've heard people say it's a natural steroid and other just idiotic things. But let me start with the various forms. As of today, there are quite possibly dozens of spins on creatine out there that's just begging for your money. The only forms that I personally use, like, and recommend are as follows. There are four. One, creatine monohydrate. The original, still the best according to many studies. You want to make sure you get micronized creatine, though. It's a lot easier on the gut, and more of it makes it to your muscles. Number two, crealkaline. Crealkaline is creatine monohydrate, but it is buffered and effective at 1/10 the dose. So a 500 milligram serving would be equal to about 5 grams of straight creatine mono. I would characterize it, again, as a more efficient creatine, minus the bloat that some users get. It's ideal for strength athletes looking to be as strong as possible, pound for pound. And that means you bodyweight guys would love it. Creatine hydrochloride, this is simply another very efficient form of creatine. It's much more soluble, and as such, you don't need nearly as much versus straight mono. 1,000 milligrams or 1 gram a day is plenty for most people. Finally, dicreatine malate, which is, it's creatine bound to a malate, which is a Krebs cycle intermediary. I rather like malates a lot. And this product, as with the previous two, is quite efficiently absorbed. In fact, you only need about 3 grams a day. That's plenty, and it's well tolerated by most people. Now, what to expect? This is a tough one because creatine has really been pumped up as the end all be all. Users can gain anywhere that I've seen from a pound or two to 10 pounds in 9 days, which is my own personal record. Maybe there are people that have gotten more than that, but, you know, as you'll see in a few minutes, I got some theories on that. Obviously, you're not gaining 10 pounds of real muscle during that time, but the muscle cell is holding more water, which is a signal for hypertrophy itself. It's also been found, creatine's also been found to suppress myostatin, improve insulin sensitivity, and frankly has so many benefits, you'd be crazy not to use the stuff. There's one caveat, though, on that last point. Creatine is not something you want to be using in your first year of training, or maybe even longer. In fact, my litmus test is the amount of lean body mass that you've acquired since starting training, right? Because I train people, they all want to take creatine, and I tell them, I like to see people gain a minimum of 20 to 30 pounds of muscle before using creatine. Now, that won't play well in the instant gratification crowd, but consider this. The more muscle you have, the more creatine can saturate, right, those muscles and enlarge them. It's pretty simple. You know, you can load creatine into 130 pounds of muscle or 185. Who do you think is going to get more of creatine's benefits? You know, exactly. In the Blueprint Bulletin, I have identified 2 to 3 different ingredients that improve uptake and utilization. One of those really spelled the difference for me. And that got me from, let's say, a creatine non-responder. I was the guy gaining 1, maybe 2 pounds to 10 pounds in 9 days, all in the muscles. So, brush up on that. Otherwise creatine's great stuff. Just, you know, it's your ace. Don't pull it out too early.
All right. Let's go ahead and take, the next question and then we'll go into a break. So Dan Rolinski says, I love the show and never miss an episode. What can you tell me about BPC 157? I have an elbow tendonitis injury and nothing is working. So thinking about turning to the dark side.
Yeah, well, First things first, there's nothing dark side.
I know. If you think that's the dark side, brother, you got no idea what's going on out there.
It's perfectly legal to purchase online.
I'd give BPC 157 to my grandmother.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. You need only establish, right, that you'll be using it for research purposes. And who among us doesn't love researching things? I've got a chipmunk running around here. Maybe I'll adopt him as a pet. Do some research on him. BPC 157 is otherwise known as body protection compound 157. It's a peptide chain consisting of 15 amino acids, and it's considered synthetic because that particular sequence doesn't exist in nature, but it is derived from a protective protein found in the stomach. So curiously, it's one of the few peptides that's orally active, which I am sure expands the number of people willing to experiment with it, let's say. Researchers have conducted numerous rodent studies on it that show it's got protective effects extending way beyond the stomach and intestinal tract. BPC 157 has been shown to benefit ulcers, intestinal damage, inflammatory disorders, bone and joint healing, as well as growth rates and organ damage. It's been beneficial to organ damage. It also apparently has some influence on the brain, and I read that it's a good blood pressure regulator. If your blood pressure is too low, it'll bring it up. If it's too high, it'll drop it. So if you think about the totality of its protective effects, it might not be a bad idea for bodybuilders using some of the harsher chemicals that they partake in. So more research is needed to clarify what mechanism of action it has. I tend to think there are multiple and not just one. And I'll back that up with the fact that it seems to benefit virtually every organ and joint, muscle, tendon, ligament in the body. It significantly improves healing following injuries. Everything from skin incisions, burns, intestinal wounds, diabetic wounds, all that stuff. Healing time of all those injuries is significantly decreased when using BPC 157. In other words, the stuff dramatically speeds up healing everywhere. Personally, when I use it, I will use it alongside a GHR, growth hormone releasing hormone, something like MOD-GRF 129, and a GHRP like GHRP 2, 6, Ipamorelin, Hexarelin, one of those. And if I'm not mistaken, it's been shown to, what is it? It increases the number of GH receptor sites.
It works better in the presence of growth hormone. There's no doubt about it. Receptor sites, affinity, and the same is true of thymus and beta 4. It works better in the presence of growth hormone.
So
a lot of these peptides that are signaling molecules need somebody to do the heavy lifting, and IGF-1 and growth hormone tend to be those at somebody's a lot of times.
Yeah, the thing that really sealed it for me was there's a rather dramatic illustration of it out there online, and it's a picture of wounded muscle tissue. One group of folks got BPC 157, the other one didn't, and the difference is stunning. You know, in the after picture, rats treated with BPC 157, the muscle tissue looks completely healed after just a few days. The control group, it's still a scrambled mess. It doesn't look good. Here's the bottom line. BPC 157 is out there today helping people heal injuries. Yeah, if your lab animal's got issues, I would highly suggest doing some quality research with it. Frankly, I am surprised it's still out there and legal. So get it while you can.
It's very hard to get. Everybody's out of it. Everybody with legitimate BPC 157 is always out of it. So be prepared to not even see a shipment come your way for a couple weeks after you order it. That's been my experience with it. I think it's great stuff. It really is. It's harmless, too. There's no, you couldn't take enough to notice anything, never mind harm yourself.
I was shocked at the, such a wide variety of things that it heals.
Well, think about it. Soft tissue is the hardest thing to heal because it's avascular. If it has an effect on soft tissue, then it has to affect all tissue. And I know people that have struggled with tendonitis for years, like 5 years, 6 years, 4 years, 3 years. They've tried everything, prolotherapy, chiropractic, everything, acupuncture, everything. And then like 2 weeks into a half a milligram a day of BPC 157, sub-Q, they can't believe it. They're like, could this really, like, do you think it was just going away on its own? And I just happened to take, could this really be why I have no pain right now? Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
You know, a great test to see if you're a responder and you've got good BPC 157. If you have niggling little injuries and you've been taking CSIS for a while and then you stop CSIS and you start BPC 157, you will very quickly find out whether you've got good stuff. And more importantly, be able to compare the healing rates between the two. To me, that's a very interesting experiment, and it can help you save some money.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned.
Properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 20%. 25% off your first purchase. Kegenix Prime. I couldn't have done it without.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Look how gray my hair is. I haven't had my hair done like well over a month. It almost looks like I'm going bald because the white hair is underneath the black hair. So the black hair doesn't look like it's connected to anything.
I'm so gray, I have to shave it. Yeah. The longer it grows, the grayer it looks.
If I didn't have this double chin, I'd shave my head. But I got this double chin from when I was a fat bastard, and it's like, it's bad enough I look like a turkey from the side. That's a bald head is not going to be complimentary to me. I can guarantee you that. Okay, the blueprint tip of the day: thoughts on conversations with a wise old owl. Who is that owl?
So, in one of the gyms I belong to, there's an older gentleman, and his name's Bert. And Bert started training in the 1960s. He was doing some Romanian deadlifts. And since I was taking so long between rack pulls, I engaged him in a bit of a conversation. I asked him this question. I asked him, Bert, you know, why do you think most people fail to make meaningful changes from month to month and even year to year? I thought his reply was a great one. He said, first, you need to answer the question of why. Why are you in here? You know, what are you trying to accomplish? Next, he said, you need to figure out how. How are you going to accomplish your objective, right? And then finally, he said, every time you leave the gym, you need to ask yourself and answer the question of, you know, is what you did today another step towards your objective? If it was, great. If it wasn't, you know, you need to do some further analysis. As to why, those reasons, well, you know, they can change over an athlete's career. I originally started lifting weights to get stronger legs for baseball, you know, and then I fell in love with it and it became an obsession. And I don't use that word lightly. It is what it is. It was never for girls. It was never to improve, you know, my performance on the field. Of course, that was after I fell in love with it. I just loved everything about the gym, and I still do. I thought the question of how was a really interesting one, because when you ask someone in the gym how he's going to accomplish his goals, it's like a deer in the headlights. So in other words, what program are you using to build muscle and burn fat, assuming that's your goal? You know, what you'll find is that even if they can identify their goal, and it's very few people that you can answer question one, fewer still can explain how they're going to get there. In other words, they're just winging it. His third point I thought was likewise great because it gets back to personal accountability. You know, did you ask more of yourself this workout versus last? If you didn't, the time that you spent in the gym has been largely wasted. You know, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but that's exactly why people fail to make meaningful changes from month to month or even year to year. That last point also gets back to having some objective measurement of, you know, gauging your progress versus a feeling like you had a good workout. Feelings are for Oprah and The View. They have no place in strength training. Okay. Here's the final word. Make sure you can answer these, you know, the three questions of why, how, and be accountable for the success or the failure of your workouts. If you're stumped on just one, you know, it's the bad news is it's impeding your progress. Okay. The good news is you can correct things and that will remove a roadblock and get you back on the road to success. I had this conversation also with one of my gym's owners the other day. I asked him, I said, Ron, you've been in the gym business a long time. What keeps people from improving? He thought about it for a few seconds and he said, nutrition, which isn't a bad answer, right? Everybody's diet could be better. But I take the position that of the people there in the gym, overtraining is a very, very real problem. Of the people signed up for the gym, but aren't there very often, their roadblock is lack of consistent hard work and effort. They haven't racked up enough workouts. The other half of folks have racked up way too many workouts and they're overtrained. So, and I'll back that up with, you know, one simple fact. Look at the number of overuse injuries in the gym, shoulders, knees, lower back, you know, every gym's got them. So think about those three questions, sit down and try to honestly answer all of them. If you can, great. You're in the 1%. If you can't, you got some work to do. So I hope that helps some people. I thought it was an interesting conversation.
Very good. Very good. Very good. For those of you who just saw my lips move, but my voice not come out, I had my microphone muted, so I had to blow my nose a second ago. CoachRobRegish.com is the place to be. Go check it out. And we will see more of Rob Regish next Tuesday, I think.
Yeah.
No changes next week. I think we have some changes 1 week moving forward, but 4th of July week.
July
is that next week?
Yeah.
I think Elisa sent you an email about whether or not you wanted to move the date or something, because I think that's like the 3rd or something. But she'll get with you on that.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for everything, Rob. Thanks to the listeners. Thanks to the people who posted on Facebook so we can give them shout-outs. And please check us out on Patreon. We're trying to create a new revolution there. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.